Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And it's a wonderful day, Tim. Enjoy the weekend, as always, church and football.
Oh, yeah. Love both.
In that order.
In that order, yeah.
Church first. A lot of people, they feel that church is optional nowadays. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a time where Christians feel, well, I can serve God, but I don't have to be a part of the local church.
Yeah, I won't mention the name of a book, but a lot of folks have gotten a hold of a book. And some friends of mine from the North Central West Virginia area, we're strong into the body of Christ, the church, pastors, fivefold ministry, mm-hmm. and et cetera. Got their hands on this book, and again, I'm not going to mention the name of it, but it talks that, you know, there's no structure in the church anymore. You don't have to attend church. You don't have to pay tithe. You don't have to give offerings and so forth. But we know that Hebrews chapter 10, the Word of God, mm-hmm. verses 25 and 26 says, not to forsake the assembling as the manner of some is, mm-hmm. but so much more, yes. as you see the day approaching. In other words, get into the house of God even more as you see the day fast approaching. What day? The coming of the Lord.
Well, I think the Bible is the guide, isn't it? Isn't
Absolutely.
It the Word of God? And you see it all through the book of Acts that they went house to house breaking bread.
Yeah, let me just interject this thought for a moment. Listen, saints, we love everybody that's out there listening. Uh-huh. But when a person feels that a book that has been written by a human being uh-huh. is more important and inspired than the Bible itself, you're wrong. Books are good in uh-huh. their place, but books are what men say that God said. The Bible is what God said.
You know, Tim, there was a time I found myself reading Christian books, spending more time in Christian books than I was mm-hmm. the book. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was getting the word in me because there would be scriptures all throughout the book. And I felt like I was okay doing that. One day the Holy Spirit hit me very hard mm-hmm. and said I needed to be spending more time in the 66 books than, but not, no, we should read books. You know, we should read books. Mm-hmm. Books are good. The right books are good.
That's right.
The right books. But we need to spend more time in the Word of God, and we need to come under covering. I'm going to be doing a teaching soon on the winning life. And there are people out there, not just that won't attend church, but there are preachers that don't feel they need to have a covering. They don't need to be accountable mm-hmm. to anybody.
Sure.
And I read where the Apostle Paul, Barnabas, and even Simon Peter was accountable to James.
Absolutely. You know, Romans, the 13th chapter, talks about order. It talks about structure. It talks about authority, mm-hmm. those three things. And in those three things, we submit ourselves. And I believe this with all my heart. Matter of fact, I just got off the phone this morning with someone talking about this. I believe this with all my heart. When we submit to the authority or the covering that's mm-hmm. over top of us and we sow upward,
yeah.
the blessing's going to come downward. If we don't, we're going to be cursed with a curse.
Well, I've talked to preachers, honey, and I'm not throwing stones on anybody, but they'll say, well, my covering is Jesus. Well, goodness, he's up in heaven. He has delegated authority in the earth.
That's exactly
because he's
right.
a God of order. Mm-hmm. And it's like tithing. What are you going to do? Throw your offering, your tithing offerings up in the air and say, Jesus, if you want it, catch it? I mean, how are you going to sow upward? I mean, think about that. And a lot of people, they're not in church and they're not submitted to anybody because they want their tithe, if they even tithe, to go where they want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're preaching, but we're going to get on another
subject. That's right,
another
but it does
subject.
Belong to the storehouse.
It does. It does. Hey, Tim, something that we started Friday, and we only could go so far, we're going to pick up today.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be an exciting time called Inner Healing.
Inner Healing, and we'll be right back.
Praise the Lord for all he's done. For all he's done. There are many things that I could praise God for. And if I started now until I died, there'd still be many more. If I could mention only one, I'd have to thank Him for His Son. Now that's enough to praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done.
And Sharon, we are back after that wonderful song, and we're going to be talking about part two today of inner healing.
Yeah.
And on Friday, we left off with some scriptures from 1 Peter 5:7 that says, cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you.
Yeah, yeah. And how do we do that, honey? I mean, you know, we hear the word cast all of our cares. How do we do that?
I think it's the same principle as deliverance. Matthew, the 18th chapter, talks about binding and loosing.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, we have to, if it's a spirit of fear that's troubling us, a spirit of anxiety, you name that out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Speak it out loud. Say, spirit of anxiety, spirit of fear, whatever the spirit is, I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that spirit is bound. Now you do the second part. Whatsoever things we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Okay.
I break and I loose myself from the spirit of fear. Leave me now. Breathe it out. Cough it out. Mm-hmm. I normally just speak to it and say, spirit of fear, go now.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Just that simple. Uh-huh. So that's using the word of God. It's the same principle with deliverance as it is with inner healing. And when 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you, to answer your question is this. Step number one, you release the pain by going through those steps that I just mentioned. You release the hurt, fearful emotions into the hands of Jesus, and hanging on to hurt and pain, I have down here in my notes, can actually block the healing power of the Holy Spirit in your soul. It is very vital to open up, to put yourself through that deliverance so you can experience inner healing as Holy Spirit sweeps through your soul.
Okay. So according to the scriptures, we bind, and if we bind it, it's being bound. And because
on earth as it is in
heaven.
That's
right. It's being bound. After it's bound, then we loose ourselves by commanding it to leave.
That's exactly right.
Okay. I know this is a very basic question, but there are people may be thinking it. Why don't you just simply command it to go? A lot of people say, Satan, get behind me right now. Why name it and why tell it to not just tell it to go? Why do you have to bind it, honey?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of loose talk, what I would call loose talk. Satan, I bind you. Get out now in Jesus' name. Satan, I rebuke you. You know, there's no place in the Bible that tells us to rebuke Satan. It says Satan, the Lord, rebukes you.
Okay.
But there's demonic activity that goes on to some extent, in some extremes, some minor and some, in some pretty severe cases, has to be bound first.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we just tell something to go, it's not going to go because we're not using the authority that God gave us in the Scriptures.
Okay.
You use the Scriptures as the authoritative figure and mm-hmm. power.
Mm-hmm.
So in Jesus' name, I take authority according to Matthew 18, and I bind you, spirit of fear,
yeah.
now that you're bound. You can't hurt me. You can't torment me. If there is a physical infirmity, such as cancer, there's a spirit behind that, which mm-hmm. there's not in all cases. But if there is, and you identify that through the gift of the discerning of spirits, and it's a spirit of cancer, it has a name.
Mm-hmm.
I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now it's bound.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say, spirit of cancer, leave me now. You'll never get any results. But spirit of cancer, I bind you in Jesus' name. I now break and I loose myself from you. Come out of me now in Jesus' name. And it has to go according to the authority of the word.
And the scripture we got, and the question was, how do you cast your care upon him? And this is what your answer
mm-hmm.
is. Now, a lot of people say, I'm afraid. It ain't a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where do you think fear comes from?
That's
in
right.
2 Timothy 1:7,
mm-hmm.
God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Here is a Christian. Timothy,
mm-hmm.
not just a Christian, he's an apostle.
That's right.
He's a pastor over a large church in Ephesus.
Mm-hmm.
And his apostle, his spiritual father,
mm-hmm.
the apostle Paul, is telling him, God has not given you
That's right.
this spirit of fear.
Spirit,
so he had a spirit of
fear.
So mm-hmm. here is a Christian who has a spirit of fear.
That's right.
And so you're saying that if you are staying up at night filled mm-hmm. with anxiety, worrying, fretting, panic attacks, all these things, more than likely there's a spirit of fear behind that.
You've opened up a sin door by unbelief. Unbelief will open up a sin door.
Okay, so you hear a bad report and you believe that is destruction,
that's
that God's
right.
not going to deliver you.
That's right. There's two ways, through the eye gate by seeing something or through the ear gate by hearing something. But yet the Bible says, whose report will we believe?
Uh-huh.
We shall believe the report of the Lord. So when we believe the report of the Lord, we cancel the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
It has no more bondage in our lives. Matter of fact, the Bible says in 1 John that fear has torment. Now you have a spirit of fear and a spirit of torment if you
yeah.
open up the door to the spirit of fear. So that you're tormented, but when you're fearful, you're always tormented by something.
Mm-hmm.
Folks that are have had things happen before to them that's been through a spirit of fear, they've seen something and they're afraid to be alone at night in their home.
Mm-hmm.
They keep the lights on all the time. You have to bind that spirit of fear. But the Bible says that fear has torment, but there's the conjunctive. But perfect love, which is in Jesus Christ, casteth out fear, all fear.
I had a situation where I was living alone at night, Tim, back when I was about 20 years old, and the next door neighbor's house got broken into. And I was awake, and I heard dogs barking, and I saw things happening in the neighborhood. I called the police.
Mm-hmm.
The police came out and took care of the problem,
mm-hmm.
and the people that were breaking in the house didn't get all the way into the house because when the cops came up, they fled.
That's right.
Well, after that, because of that episode, a spirit of torment came into my life.
Yeah.
I could not go to bed. I would sometimes stay up till 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Not able to go to bed. I would fall asleep sitting up in my chair with the lights on.
Yeah.
All the outdoor lights on.
Sure.
Because of that episode that happened to the next door neighbors. And in fact, I didn't really sin. I didn't feel at the moment, but that terror, that trauma that happened opened that up.
That's right.
And I had to be free of that. And
yeah.
there are people right now, we're going to come back and pray. There are people that are tormented today, and,
mm-hmm.
and God doesn't want you that way.
That's right.
He doesn't. We'll be right back.
Come, you will, the living God is what I'm longing for. His presence is more priceless than all things. And at my broken heart he stands, knocking at the door. I'll let him in and sing. Mighty Jesus, Rock of Salvation.
My hope lies in nothing else but what is from above. All earthly treasure it has let me down. So I'll forsake all else but you and cling to this great love, rejoicing in the song.
It's an exciting time here today at Connected. And, of course, you know, right after the song, we knew we were coming to pray. But I want to mention another step to help people to enter healing, and it's called realizing God's will for your mind and receive it. Do you know God, when he says he has a perfect will and purpose and design for you, it's for your spirit, soul, and body. And his will for your mind is from 2 Timothy 1:7.
Okay.
God has not given you the spirit of fear. This is his will. But the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That's the will of God for your mind. When you press your head toward your pillow tonight and you go to sleep, but you can't because of a spirit of insomnia, begin to quote that scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power,
love,
And a sound mind. I have a sound mind. Mm-hmm. I'm going to press my head toward the pillow. I'm going to act like the Bible says, like Brother Hagin used to say, and I'm going to go on to sleep. And yes. Devil, you can just go ahead and flee now.
Amen. Amen. That's good news to me. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Let's pray, honey.
Praise God. Father, we thank you that every spirit right now of opposition, spirits of Antichrist, spirit of trauma, the spirit of hurt and spirit of pain, all of these are now bound, and they are the works of the devil. So they're bound right now in Jesus' name because we bind them. And we break and loose ourselves from all of those previous spirits that we just mentioned. And now we are free because they no longer have authority over us. Jesus, you came to destroy the works of the devil and to restore your children to the fullness to which you created them to fulfill. And we thank you that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not anymore want for anything, because in everything he has provided through his word, he has now given us a freedom and a liberty to walk in newness of life. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise and God. Amen. Tim, we have two announcements. One is a coaching CD. And Ron Jones is our special guest. We sat down with him, and wasn't that a precious time as we sat down with him and did the coaching CD?
Oh, my. You know, the brother is just so precious. And, you know, I was listening recently, just a few days ago, you were interviewing he and his wife, and, and I was hearing her, you ask her the question, What is it like living with this man, this husband of yours? And I remember the statement she said. She says, the most important thing is I think you never know what he's going to say. And it's true. I mean, he's a cut up. Uh-huh. He's a good brother in the Lord. He likes to joke around. And in the midst of all of his losses and his hurts, sorrows in his life, God has still been there.
Yes, he has.
In the midst of it all.
Yeah, and he's an overcomer.
Mm.
He's overcome dealing with the suicide of his mother.
Mm-hmm.
He, I mean, she tried three times, and after two times, she swore to him, you know, she promised him she would not do it.
Yeah.
And then on Mother's Day, he gets a call that she had hung herself. He had to walk through forgiveness of a lot of things that even brought about the suicide. And
yeah.
And even the cancer, I mean, esophageal cancer, that the doctors basically didn't give him a lot of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Said they would remove, it would stop his voice. And he's a recording artist and an evangelist. So that would have been his whole life taken from him, his livelihood.
Yeah.
And he is cancer free, didn't have to have radiation or he had to have surgery, but he didn't have to have the chemo. And so he knows how to walk in faith, and he shared, even on that CD, how to keep your faith strong.
You know, it's vitally important, and I'll say this before we go off the air, that you release all unforgiveness and bitter feelings toward anyone that's ever hurt you or harmed you, because in the deliverance process, if there's a spirit of infirmity and you don't, you will not get healed.
That's true. People need the CD. We need to have support. And for your station to continue, we have to raise enough covenant partners. So write to us today, and we will send you this month's coaching CD. It's He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net.
That's right.
Now, honey, we have some important dates coming up. People need to mark it on the calendar. November 7th and 8th, a Friday night, a Saturday, here in Grantsville at Father's House. And it's a deliverance service. And if you want more information, you can call the church during office hours at 301-895-3868.
That's right. And it's going to be an awesome time in the Lord.
Amen. We'll be back
23 and a half hours from now.
Right here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at he'salive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.